The University Professors Union set the stage with a strike vote held last October. Now, says Elaine Newman, president of the CFA chapter at Sonoma State, they have acted on those statewide results.
94.4% of faculty said, yes, make that decision that includes all actions up to and including a strike. And over the weekend, the board of directors finalized the decision. If the fact-finding process does not result in a settlement, then we are prepared to go out on strike. So we have announced that we are prepared to strike all 23 campuses all at once. That's 26,000 faculty members starting on Wednesday, April 13th, for 5 days.
Those dates were chosen to give the current final stage in the negotiations time to play out. It's a process known as fact-finding, in which a neutral third party reviews the stance of both sides in the dispute and issues a report. Newman says that could forestall any need for a strike, but they're preparing just in case.
We are still in the fact-finding stage, and a fact-finder is writing a report that is non-binding, and that process would hopefully lead to the parties getting back together and with Chancellor and the CSU finding money for our 5%. But if that doesn't happen, then at the end of that phase, we are legal to strike.
The communications staff at the CSU Chancellor's office declined to talk on tape. Instead, they offered a one-paragraph written statement that said the university, quote, remains committed to reaching a resolution. It continued, quote, if a strike occurs, campuses intend to remain open. Many classes will be offered, and students should check with their instructors regarding the status of their classes. The strike should not interfere with students being able to complete their semester and quarter courses and graduate on time. By announcing a coordinated statewide job action, the CFA is also hoping that other labor groups will support them and honor the picket lines at all 23 campuses. Jack Buckhorn at the North Bay Labor Council says that's up to each local to decide, but it could have a significant impact.
Normally when you withhold your labor, it has a significant impact on the operations of any facility, so we believe it would have an impact. It's the only tool we're given at the end of the day if we're not able to reach an agreement at the negotiating table, and we realize in labor that if we don't stand together, that the likelihood of success are greatly diminished. So I believe there will be strong support for CFA.
In the contract talks, which began in May of 2014, the CFA has been pressing for a 5% salary boost. The CSU is offering 2%, even after getting additional funding from the legislature last year.
It's been a decade of neglect for the CSU, and part of that was that the state cut the CSU's budget significantly. But now that the state legislature agreed to give more funds to the CSU, we thought it was a no-brainer that part of that extra money would go towards restoring our salaries. And we were very surprised when the chancellor did not increase his salary offer when the legislature authorized more money.
As of now, no further bargaining sessions are scheduled. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.